No, that's true. I laughed because our initial reaction to Twitter was why would anybody ever do that?
Yeah, it's funny. We're really lucky. Our oldest daughter calls us up periodically and says, there's this new thing that you have to do, or you have to, you know, one of them was Twitter. And, you know, I had finally come to grips with Facebook. You know, Facebook was really fun for me. But Twitter, I mean, I think our first tweet was something like, you know, really brilliant, like having coffee, or I'd have to go, I don't know if you could look that far back. But I really think in kind of exclamation points, I guess. And so Twitter really works for me. I love being able to just say things quickly and dramatically, and Twitter's really fun because of that.
Are you also on Instagram? Because one of the things I saw on Twitter was actually retweeted by an Australian tourism, or Queensland, actually, tourism organisation, and it was an image you'd taken on the Sunshine Coast.
Yeah, we do Instagram. It hasn't really caught on for us that much, but it's really fun. I should be better about it. I go in spurts with it.
When we're traveling great places like Queensland, where there's a lot of great photos, we tend to use Instagram a lot more, obviously, because it's really a great picture sharing medium. Then other times, I don't know, we get to writing and seem to neglect it a little bit, I guess.
So was Queensland all you'd hoped it would be, considering it was on your bucket list?
Oh, it was absolutely amazing. And there were so many surprises. You know, we knew about you guys' weird animals and that kind of stuff, and I was really excited about that. But the geography is so amazing, and, oh, my gosh, the coast is just absolutely beautiful. I mean, just stunning, and the most beautiful sunsets, and
The water's fantastic, definitely. And obviously the reef has been on our, you know, radar since we were young, definitely. And we love to swim. We love to be in the water. We love to snorkel. We love to see the fish. We love to see the turtles. So, yeah, it was great for us. We had lived in the Caribbean, in the Virgin Islands, before, and so we were very familiar with reef diving and that sort of thing. And so this was just fantastic for us.
How had the global news of the deterioration on the reef impacted at all your decision to come now?
It didn't initially. I mean, we hadn't really heard about it until we were there, and people were very concerned about it. The place that we went to Lady Elliot Island, and we didn't see any damage there.
Because it's on further south and a little cooler, it hadn't had a problem. Like I said, we lived in the Caribbean before, and we were having, this was back in the early 2000s, mid-2000s, we were having real problems with the coral bleaching there, too, because of the warm water. So we were familiar with the problem here in our hemisphere, you know, our part of the world, you know, became aware of the problem once we were over there.
Would you recommend your experience to your friends?
Oh, my goodness, of course.
We recommend it to everybody we meet. It's like, hi, my name's Veronica. Have you ever been to Queensland? Another thing I want to say about Queensland, the people are fantastic.